Well, Tyson Foods ran a full-page ad over the weekend in several newspapers warning that the food supply chain is breaking. Pork suppliers throughout the country are warning that we may see a shortage soon after outbreaks of the coronavirus and packing plants have forced many to shut down. At least six major pork processing plants have closed and many others have reduced operations. For more, let's bring in Steve Meyer. He's an economist at Kearns & Associates, specializing in pork production, and joins us from Oklahoma. Welcome, Steve. And as I mentioned, the board chairman of Tyson Foods, John Tyson, said, "The food supply chain is breaking." How accurate is that?
Absolutely accurate. This is a well-coordinated system in most cases. Farmers plan well in advance for the number of animals that are going to be needed by this supply chain and the amount of product that are going to be needed by consumers. And when we breed us out to have a litter, that's 10 months before those pigs will come to slaughter. We have a long string of pigs that are out there that are ready to come to market in any given time period. And so if they can't do that, it backs everything up. The beef industry isn't quite as well time dimensioned as that. They have a little more ability to keep animals in feedlots and then leave some younger animals on pasture. The broiler industry, they only have about an 8-week production cycle from the time they set an egg until the time they harvest a market-ready bird. And so the pork industry is the one that's really over the barrel the most here because we have a time dimension system that lasts for a long time period.
Yeah, we're talking millions of pounds of meat will disappear from the supply chain. That's a huge loss in production capacity. Are we already seeing pork shortages for consumers at this point, or will we soon?
Well, we're already seeing some situations where grocery stores don't have as much fresh pork as they'd like. And that started back in March, actually, when we first started closing down the food service sector in the United States due to coronavirus concerns. And consumers started buying more at the retail, and the retailers didn't have enough product to fulfill all that in the early stages. They've since restocked because we still had plenty of production coming until the packing plants started slowing down. And now, you know, we're going to have about 40% of the packing capacity idle today. It's not as if we're going to run out of pork. We're still going to have that other 60-some percent or whatever it is that we're producing. But in some places at some times, consumers may find that they can't buy fresh pork items.
And what about prices?
Prices of the wholesale product have been all over the board. They've been up and down. But at the retail level, retailers tend to be the shock absorber in the system. They don't like to change their prices. And so I don't think there's going to be a lot of upward pressure on retail prices in the short run. But if this continues very long, then I think there will be some upward pressure on retail prices. But I don't think it's going to be just this week or next.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it's going to help pork producers find new processors or destroy pigs. Is that going to help make a difference for farmers?
Well, they're not going to find new processors. I mean, other than maybe move hogs to another plant, but the other plant has their suppliers that they have to take care of too. And so, yeah. You know, last week we had about 500,000 pigs that should have gone to market that didn't. This week we're probably going to have another maybe as much as 800,000. Those hogs have to go somewhere at some point. Unfortunately, we're probably going to have to destroy animals that would be perfectly good sources of food for people just because we can't get them processed. You know, it's the same kind of thing you see with a produce producer plowing under lettuce or something, except it's a much more difficult task.
Absolutely. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around that sheer number that you just said of pigs that are now in this limbo. What does this do to hog farmers' livelihoods? Is this going to drive smaller farmers out of business or lead to consolidation?
Well, this is as damaging to large farms as it is to small farms. I mean, the fear we have is that at those kind of loss levels is that farms are going to not be able to continue financially. They're going to close. And a year or two down the line, we're going to have significantly less pork than we have right now and much higher prices. I don't think small producers are probably in any more peril than large ones in this case. The large ones are just losing money at a much faster clip.
That's Steve Meyer, economist at Kearns & Associates, specializing in pork production, and he joins us from Oklahoma. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.